Right, I think we're back on. We're back on 317 anyway, if we're not back on anywhere else. We're sorry for the break in transmission on 317 before, and also on 217 because we have to go off. We've just switched our aerials over, our 217 aerial over to 317. I think we were getting more phone calls for 317, so that's the way it goes. The majority wins. Don't know what happened actually. Either some bee, I'd like to swear, believe me, it's pulled that aerial down, so if he's listening in, I only wish we knew who you were. Well, it was a pigeon. It was a pigeon sitting by the aerial, so we could blame the pigeon, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, just going smoothly there, getting a request in the phone box, and somebody rings in and says, it's gone off. Imagine what I used to have felt like then, I didn't know what to do. Anyway, here we are. Things are not as bad as I thought they could be. We're back, we're on 317, trust you've tuned up. Well, at least stay tuned if you were on 317 before. This is Jackie North, 217 or 317, I get used to just saying 317, haven't I? On a Sunday afternoon, a sunny Sunday afternoon, thanks to everybody that phoned in. We'll be doing your requests shortly, okay? It's 7 now after 5. We continue with the Moody Blues.
Not the way that you say it, when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what it means.
The Moody Blues, 1970. And question. Question is, who snapped our aerial? We'll find out before long, don't worry. There's two incidents we've had in the last two Sundays. Last week, the tuning change, Sunday and an attempt at snapping the aerial. This week it's gone completely. That's the 317 aerial, of course, and not the 217 aerial, if you see what I mean. If you've just tuned in and you're wondering what's been going on, well, we've been off the air on 317 for over half an hour, I think. We've now changed over aerials we've tuned or put our 317 transmitter on 217, so we're on 317, sort of any confusion. And so we're on 317, if nothing else, through until 8 o'clock tonight. I think this is rather appropriate.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Every weekend on 217 and 317, you tune to...
Radio.
No.
One left in on every plane.
Okay, I must say good afternoon to a couple of people who phoned in before, or one who phoned anyway. We'll say hello to Cal and also to his mate Pete, who are both working at Wigan Fabrications at the moment, and assure me they're working hard. So I hope you can still pick us up. We're still on the same wavelength, but we're not on the same aerial. Maybe you'd like to give us another ring later on, Cal, at home, and tell us what the difference is now. Play this one for you, Genesis. And turn it on again. Also play this one for John, the mother hen who rang in from Rainford. Or Wigan, I should say. Alright, John, have a better chat to you some other time, okay?
Ah!
as if we haven't got enough problems to try and keep a bit of an organised show going. We've got aerials and things coming down. Anyway, we're going to see if we can maybe get it back before the end of the show. Hopefully, anyway. That's Genesis. Turn it on again, and we'll... Where's my sheet gone now? Dedicate that to Cal and Peter. All right, Cal, nice talking to you. And nice to know you're picking us up there in Wigan. In Wigan Fabrications. Okay. Thanks for making us the chassis last time as well. Macho Mac phoned in from Chillwall. All right, Macho Mac, hope you're there. Thanks for ringing back and telling us the transmitter had gone off. He's got play requests for Gavin, looks like Deneen. And tell him he must be turning homosexual, it says here, after missing with that girl on the coach. So I didn't say that, Gavin. It was Macho Mac that said that, okay? Says he must be turning queer after missing with that girl on the coach. Say hello to Peter Hoey. Who's in Wallasey, and he wants something by Jamie, doesn't he? So we'll see if we can dig something out from them in the meantime. Now, we're saying that Witch Hazel's still listening in. I think she'll enjoy this one. Anybody find me somebody true? Please! Also, say hello to Bill and Janet Maddox. Thanks for voting in, Bill. Or even phoning in. Each morning I get out my dial. Can barely stand on my feet. Take a look in the mirror and cry. What about your daddy? I have spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody.
I work till I ache my bones. At the end
of the day,
I take home my heart on me.
Somebody to love.
Queen wanted to, was requested earlier by a certain Witch Hazel Ann Thompson, right? Just to listen in now, somebody to love, on a station that loves you, and needs somebody to love too, you to love us. Yes, I'm very poetic today, if that's the word. Anyway, we've just tuned in, we had a break in transmission before due to our 317 aerial being snapped. Whether it was deliberate or not, we don't know, but there was a pigeon, a racing pigeon, sitting by it, but we're now, we've changed our 317 transmitter over to our 217 aerial, so we're on 317 only. Okay, I must say thanks to everybody who rang in. Thanks to everybody who rang in. I'll repeat myself again. Sorry if you didn't get through, and I'm also sorry if you rang in after I left, because, well, we didn't know what was happening, so we had to sort of rush off. Sorry if I couldn't talk to you too long, especially the last people who phoned in, but I was a little bit worried about the 317 transmitter. I wasn't quite sure if it was something serious or whether it had blown up or what. Anyway, somebody's love from Queen. And it was a dedicating that one to, I was dedicating it to someone. Oh, it was, I think it was going out to Gavin Dineen from Matthew Mac, okay? And also to Bill and Janet Maddox. Look forward to seeing you one of these days. Again, that was another one. This is a request for Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Stephen phoned in from Norris Green. Good afternoon, Steve. And he says, play a record for Natasha, Helen and Lindsay, who were or even still sunbathing in the back garden at the moment. Have you got your bikinis on, have you? Whoa, I can see you. Wish I was there, I can tell you. So but for the Natasha, Helen and Lindsay, my show's gone to pieces now with all these technical things going wrong. For you, Natasha, Helen and Lindsay, three mentions about from Steve. This is Black Sabbath, with one we haven't played much lately. It's called Paranoid. That's when we get a nice tan, okay? It's 24 after 5. Make that 22.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, that sound from an album called We Sold Our Soul for Rock and Roll. You believe that? Well, you believe? I don't know what I was going to say now. Anyway, that's what the album's called. That's called Paranoid. It's going out to three, I'm sure, all of the young ladies. Three nice names. Anyway, Natasha, Helen and Lindsay were currently away sunbathing about an hour ago in the back garden. All right, girls, such you enjoyed that one. That's especially to you from Steve. I'm just looking through anybody's rang in to just ask me to play anything. And, yes, there's one here from Terry. Terry of Penny Lane is CB Handlebar's Magic, the Magic Dragon. All right, Terry, nice talking to you before. I've played something for all AM breakers, for all the AM breakers, and especially Triple X, whoever there is. So good out to all the AM breakers, especially Triple X from Terry. The Magic Dragon. This is an oldie. Going back this time to, let's have a look. What year was it? I'll tell you later. Comes from the Turtles anyway. And it's called...
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
Bum bum, lumpy doo doo. You know, she'd rather be with me. Well, I wish she would anyway. That's the Tales from, I've just found the date now, 1967, would you believe, that year. Flower Power once again. Tune to Radio Jackie North, and we're not on 317 and 217 at this particular moment, because we've lost our aerial for one of the transmitters anyway, so at the moment we're only on 317, so we're glad you managed to tune in. And I'd like to say thanks to everyone who phoned in. Let's see, we've got Barry Jones here. He wants AC/DC, so we'll get round to that one in a moment. Said hello to John Foster, haven't I? And we'll play that one for Nicky Boothman. All right, Nicky? Nicky Boothman, who lives in Beppington. So I didn't have much time to chat to you, but things were a little bit sort of uncertain. And we'll play you this one. Play you the last one. If you didn't like that one, hope you like this one. Not exactly a 60s song, but it's a pretty good one. It comes from Brian Ferry.
Be my blue-eyed son.
It's now R5.
Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. Walked down like all on six crooked highways. Stepped in the middle of seven sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen. And it's a heart.
take to my shoes.
Who did you meet?
My darling, you're wrong.
Time. What are we all singing with this? Ryan Ferry. That's what it's called when we used to play in the early days of Radio Jackie North back in 1970. It was released, would you believe, a few years before that, back 4 years, or 1977 I should say. Released a few years before that in 1973. One you might be interested in, it was written by Bob Dylan. Talking about Bob Dylan, we've got a Bob Dylan one coming up in a couple of minutes from now, or a couple of seconds from now, as the case may be. And this is out to Shirley. Hello, Shirley. Thanks for ringing in. That's Shirley who rang in from West Derby, who's only 14 years old. All right, Shirley, you sounded very nice. This one's especially for you.
About to go down when a cop put him over to
the side of the road. Just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Somebody to blame. Remember that murder that just happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think it like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Sure. The cops said a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the top streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a man. Chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. The palm of some fool's hand. To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game.
If you don't know that one by now, you obviously haven't been listening to Radio Jackie North long. Bob Dylan and Hurricane from his album called Desire. It's going out to the lovely Shirley in West Derby. Right, Shirley, trust you enjoyed that one. Thanks very much for ringing in. I'll be tuned in now anyway after it's gone off the air. And also play that one to a fellow who said he wasn't going to listen to us anymore because we wouldn't let him into our studios at Gary Beamish. Right, Gary, thanks for taking the trouble to write in. See, we've got no hard feelings, have we? I'll also play it for Steve, who said it's a great show. He lives in a place called Starbridge in the West Midlands. Thanks, Steve, for the trust you can still pick us up now that we're on our other aerial, our 217 aerial, but we're on 317 metres. So if you are listening and you'd like to send us a reception report in, just tell us what the reception's like now. Tell us who you are, of course, and tell us what the reception's like now. We're on the... We're on a sort of a different aerial, which is the 217 aerial, and we haven't tested out properly before. And we'd be grateful, okay? Also dedicated to somebody who's on the other page. I'll just turn back again, see if I can find the person concerned. Peter Hoey wanted, who's crying now, Journey. Well, sorry to tell you this, Pete, but we've got no Journey with us today. Steve didn't bring them along, so we haven't got any in the studio today, so anyway, we'll give you a mention. We're going to play the next one for somebody else who also phoned in. That's Barry Jones of McGraw. Weren't you the fellow that won the LP? I don't know. Anyway, he wants AC/DC and Rock in Peace, and he said play it for anyone who knows me. Okay? Right, Barry, this one's for you. Jackie North on 317, it's now 14 to 6. Let me run. in peace. Let's rest in peace. Don't forget, this could be the last weekend of Radio Jacket Off. So if we don't hear this again, well, we'd like to say thanks for all your support and everything else. Okay, hopefully though, all being well, we get things sorted out. We'll be back on next week. AC/DC from Dirty Deeds Under Chief, the Australian version. And the track called Rockin' Peace goes out to Barry Jones of McGall. Okay, Barry? And he says, for anyone who knows him as well, and so he dedicates that one to everyone who knows him. And somebody else phoned in, just looking through my list here, got about three pages, or two and a half, so I couldn't get more calls in, but, well, we cut the calls nearly as short as we can. So I'll say hello to Richard Summer of Rufford, near Ormskirk. All right, Richard? And he wants a Spencer Davis group record. Unfortunately, with the 317 transmitter going off, I didn't have time to look through for them, Richard. So I'm going to play one from the 60s anyway. So I mentioned Craig and Graham. There's two young kids, two young sons. And he said, say hello to his wife, Marion. All right, so hello to Marion, Craig and Graham. This one's going out to you from your husband. That's Marion, and for Craig and Graham from your dad. And I've got the wrong side on, hang on a minute. This is one from the 60s, a big hit. I remember it was the first record I ever heard when I come back from the one and only holiday I've ever had, I think, from Spain in 1967. When I tuned to Caroline North, this is the one that was on. And I was at number one. It comes from a fellow called Keith West. He's along with his teenage opera, and it's called an excerpt from the teenage opera for Craig, Graham and Marion from Richard.
Into years, this 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms and legs don't get so strong. His heart is weak. There's something wrong. Opens windows in despair. Tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries. Get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. People that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round. 10 o'clock, the housewife shell, when she turns up, will give him hell. Husband's moan at the breakfast table. No milk, no eggs, no marmalade labels. Mother send the children out. Two jacks come out to scream and shout.
Jack, close the jack, in your true old heart, he says you won't come back. Oh no.
That song there. That's some good memories from the 60s, 67. That's a people size. That's Keith West, put in Twig before, but no relation to Steve West. Might be one of his ancestors, you never know. And that's called an excerpt from a teenage opera. Now to Craig and Graham and also Marion. From Richard Sumner. All right, Richard, nice having a chat with you before. Hope you can pick us up now. And it's 4 minutes now to 6 o'clock. And I've got a couple more to squeeze in. So it looks like Steve's going to be coming on a little bit later. I've got a request for Yes, and this is from Clive Joynson, of all people, who doesn't live very far from us, in Stonycroft. He says, going for the one, or any Yes, and he said, dedicate it to Anne and Dave. So that one's come up for you in a few moments from now.
This weekend, where the action is, radio.
Thank you.
And it was gone. That's Yes from the Yes album, and it was a long one there. It'd be time to sit back and drink me coffee that Steve made for me. Just coming useful now and again. Anything to say about that one? Have you, nothing? You got nothing to say, have you? Must be losing your touch. Losing your touch. You never had it, actually. All his football is smoking. Anyway, you keep saying you're going to give up smoking. Where are you? Let's turn the mic up and have a...
Got any suggestions?
Let's have a little chat with now. Come on, you're going to, you know. We're both here. When are you going to give up this smoking? You've had about 3 attempts, and he's got... All he ever does is walk around with a fag in his gob.
No, I can't help it.
On the air all the time, so... you're filling everybody's rooms full of smoke.
And the studio.
Hope you realise that.
You can't see the studio.
Studio, I can't find the records for Ash. Look at this, look. We'll have to get an au pair girl in here or something.
I'll have to get a tea lady.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
Anyone out there want to be a tea lady? Give me a break.
Me, please.
How about Shirley? Who can we get over here? We'll have to blindfold them, though, won't we?
Alright.
So they won't know we've done it. Alright, let's get back. Let's get back to the show. Just turn the mic down. Cut Steve West out the background. That's another reason, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blindfold them so they can't see us. Probably put them off if they do. Right, I've got a request for Rainbow somewhere, but I can just find it. There it is, right at the top. Let me pay it. What's that noise? Ow! What's putting up? Hey, Wes has put a plastic bag over my head. Are you trying to tell me something?
Yeah.
Can you hear that noise? Listen. Can you hear that noise? Just sounds like Steve West snoring. Listen, that.
It's your show, it doesn't suit me.
It's the microphone wire rubbing against the LP. Yes album. Alright, I'll keep this plastic bag on, it's quite cool. Brown plastic bag over my head.
Say, this is an improvement, Rick.
Well, you should have two on. so that there's no chance of anybody seeing through the first one. That's what I say anyway. Right, I'll give you a time check right now. When anybody's... I usually talk with a paper for sound like... Yeah, what's this?
This is Radio Jockey North on 217.
That's what it sounds like, talking through a paper bag. I feel like we're having a party now. Yeah. Without any beer. I suppose you can't have everything, can you? Party without any beer and without any... No girls. Some party this is. Well, that's typical of our social life, isn't it? Anyway, I'll get back, I'll give you a time check, as I was saying. 6:09 on Radio Jackie North, so... we're now into the evening. I'm puffed here. I've been rushing around to the phone box and running around connecting arrows up and all sorts of things since I got back. We're rushing around looking for all the requests and things, so I think we've only got one or two to do now, so at least we'll have the requests over with. This one's from Tim Gower of Brodie Avenue in Garston, and he says, Rainbow, please, since you've been gone. Play it for John and his girlfriend, Sandra. So, good night to you, John, and Sandra from Tim is Rainbow, a couple of moments from now. I think I've got a jingle ready, have I?
R.J.M.
Explosion!
yes, I did have.